and we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. They've both been with us before and talking about their upcoming event, the Holiday Show and Sale. We have Susie Vance, who's president of the Depot there, and Nancy Schwab, who's the gift shop director, and they're going to tell us about what's coming up in November. Welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Welcome, Susie and Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, Nancy, we'll start with you. You have an event that's coming up because the Depot, I think, is now closing for the season at the end of this month, end of October.
Right.
So they're already closed. So, but we have a special event that you do every year. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a holiday show and sale, November 20th and 21st. That's Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5 and 11 to 3 on Sunday. It's a chance for people to get a jump on their holiday shopping. We are going to feature primarily local artists and artisans with their work. And these are things, artists who are not necessarily shown in our gift shop year round, although many are. We have Susie Vance, who's with us today, who weaves with fiber beautiful hats and scarves, and she's going to have quite a few, and they're really art pieces on their own. Dale Nichols is a local Beverly Shores resident who works with wood. He's going to have beautiful charcuterie boards and menorahs, candlesticks, and he also has a fabulous table that he's making out of raw wood. Karen Brown, who I think you're all familiar with, is a local artisan who works with glass, and she's going to have quite a few ornaments. Kathy Forsley makes beautiful felt journals and bookmarks. She has some incredible luminaires that are made from felt. Mary Parks is doing these incredible centerpieces with pieces of art around them dipped in gold glitter that are terrific. Irene Brown, who manages our gift shop, is making beach glass Christmas trees. Judy Lynn is a local artisan from Valparaiso, and she's making wonderful journal books out of paper. Beautiful, beautiful. And we have Santa Claus, who's coming for the kids. And we're going to have carolers on Saturday.
So, Nancy, I have a question. What percentage does the gallery take of the sale? If artists want to put their work in.
30% commission.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
30% commission.
And this is our fundraiser. This makes it possible for us to do a lot of the things that we do. So we are grateful to the artists who contribute.
So exactly. Nancy, are you going to do it like you did with the 5x5, where they can also look online for these objects, or is it going to be all in person?
It's going to be all in person. And so there are many, all these products are not going to be necessarily on the website. So it is a chance. They have to get in there that weekend in order to pick some of these up.
But that doesn't mean they can't go to our website and buy something.
Something else. Right. Right. Right.
That'll support us too.
Right. Right. And across the street, the Dunes Women's Club is also going to have fresh greenery and baked goods. So it's really a nice town event as well.
For Beverly Shores. Well, Susie, let's over to you. You know, the season is closed there for the regular season, except for the holiday show on the 20th and 21st of November. So what do we have looking forward to opening in the 2022 season? When you open and some of the artists you might have planned for that?
Well, we always have our 5x5, which is going to be fantastic. And we always like to have some new people who haven't maybe had exposure before. So we're having a young man named Robert Nelson who does some fantastic caricatures. It's just really wonderful. And lots of different artists. It's really going to be a fun year.
Excellent. Now, Nancy, are you going to, what plans do you have for the gift shop outside of the holiday season coming up with or going in person? I know I've stopped by and seen Irene briefly and how she's running, but tell us what you got in mind.
I'm always looking for more ceramicists. I love ceramics personally. So I'm always looking for others. So if there are other artisans out there, please contact me. And then jewelry, quite a bit of jewelry. There's some that is made with beach glass and crinoids, and also, again, ceramic jewelry. Aniki Decker is going to be making us more necklaces. She works with beads that she finds from all over the world and does fabulous statement pieces, statement necklaces. So that's very exciting. And Karen Brown will be making beautiful garden sculptures that are like 4 feet high, made out of glass.
And Nancy, how do people contact you?
Thank you for asking. Contact us at info@bsdepot.com. That's our email address to find out more information, but also go on to bsdepot.com for the holiday sale. Click holiday and you'll find out all about it. Originally, I had the deadline for the artist to submit this weekend, but I am extending it for 1 week. I've had several contact me and say, I can't get it done by that time. So we'll be setting up that following week to get ready.
Okay. Susie, tell us how you can find the depot, where it's located, and you know, information about that. I know it has a separate website.
It's located at 525 Broadway in Beverly Shores. Its website, which also includes the gift shop, is bsdepot.org, O-R-G. And we encourage artists who are not familiar with the place or who have become familiar and now would like to consider exhibiting to fill out the forms on the website and submit them, and we'll consider their work for future shows.
Well, thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Susie Vance, president of the Depot, and Nancy Schwab, who's the gift shop director there. And it's going to be the holiday show sale there at the Depot, November 20th and 21st. Don't miss it. Thank you for being on Art in the Air.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.